as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Last week, we were looking at foundational truth concerning healing, and we finished it on Wednesday. Today, I will speak to you about the New Testament mysteries for divine healing and health. New Testament mysteries. Mysteries are hidden things in the kingdom. They are hidden secrets. So I'm speaking about New Testament secrets or mysteries that brings divine healing and health. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 3 John 1 verse 2. And we are all reading, church. Read with me, please. And don't be distracted. One, go. I can't hear you. One, go. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Shout amen. Amen. Just as your soul prospers. So you must understand that God's desire for our lives is divine health and healing. God doesn't take glory in your predicament. It doesn't benefit him in any way. He doesn't want you to be sick for any reason. Even those of you who think that God is teaching you a lesson, God doesn't teach lessons with sickness. God doesn't tempt anybody with evil. Neither does he plan evil for anyone. His plans are good for us. Also, God is ever willing that every sickness in your body will be healed. So that you will live a sickness free life all your days. In Matthew 8, verse 2 and verse 3, that leper went to Jesus and said, if you are willing, cleanse me, make me whole, heal me if you want to. And Jesus stretched forth his hands and touched him and said, I am willing, be healed.
So
that makes us understand that God or Jesus is not only capable of healing us, but is also willing to heal us. Wow. Clap your two hands for Jesus. There are people who are capable but are not willing. You may go to somebody for help. The person has what it takes, but the person is not willing to do it. So God is not just capable of healing you, he's also willing to heal you any day, anytime. So God is not just able to heal you, he's also willing to heal you, my dear. But you see, in this kingdom, there are mysteries that turns you into a master. For you to gain mastery in this kingdom, you must be connected to the mysteries in the kingdom.
There
are mysteries that are hidden that must be revealed to you concerning the New Testament for you to walk in healing and divine
health.
That is how God's children will enjoy divine healing by laying hold of the mysteries about healing.
In
Mark 4 verse 11, the Bible said, "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to those in the world they have not been given that chance, but you have been given the chance to know the mysteries in the kingdom." This morning you also have the chance to hear the mysteries about divine health.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for Jesus.
And engaging
in these mysteries by faith will cause any child of God to experience unlimited dimensions of God's
power.
The devil will not be able to try you with sickness if you know the mysteries I'm about to unravel.
I'm telling
you. Tell somebody about you. Catch what pastor is going to teach. Catch it.
Catch it.
Catch it once and for all, and you'll be free from that sickness. That sickness that kills people in your family, you are going to be delivered from it. From today, may you be free from any spirit attacking your family members.
Amen.
Every sickness that killed predecessors, that sickness has failed in your life.
Amen.
I said they have failed in your life.
Amen.
I said they have failed in your life.
Amen.
Your amen can be louder than that.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. That is why in Matthew chapter 16, 19, Jesus told the disciples, says that I give unto you the keys. The mysteries are called keys. And by these keys, you can determine the opening of heaven and the closing of heaven. That means you'll be in charge. You only take charge if you have the secrets. You only take charge of sickness if you have the secrets that I'm talking about.
Anything that Jesus Christ can say, may the wasoro ahinie safuano amount and near my ahinta near the sea and I know enemy be and I'm the ashawa.
If you hear a child of God says, I can never be sick, he's not doing mafu. He's actually talking about some mysteries he has.
And it is over two and yammy baby no cassa me, meet me and Yaria, and Nesabiana no and what they walk on. Nembom, a yamabia, SCSIA, when
you hear a child of God, I say that I can never be admitted at the hospital. That person knows certain secrets you don't know.
It is only when yammy baby no as a me, yafaman to hospital die, only panu only media or genasu anti our cassa.
By the time the sickness that attacked you, that you are crying on your bed, Ajay, it attacks another person. And the person says that you devil, get lost. It's because the person knows something you don't know.
And unti yari eti mi ebu bu obi eto hono. Saya rekrona eti mi po obi embe ni paneka se. Ewo yesu dimu free mi soko evise
eni panu o nimu. But from today, you are free indeed.
Amen.
By these mysteries, you are free indeed.
Amen.
By these mysteries, your children are free indeed.
Amen.
By these mysteries, your family is free indeed.
Amen.
Say, I declare my freedom in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number one,
they didn't come.
The word of God.
The
mystery of the word of God. For divine healing. The word of God, either eaten or spoken in the New Testament, either eaten or spoken, has God's healing power and curative power.
And unto when you come upon a summer, a year, a war upon Fufromono, a war, a hintasam, a war, say a betimi amawayarisa.
The word of God, either eaten, that is reading, or spoken in a New Testament mystery. For the prevention and curation of sickness.
It's
a New Testament mystery for prevention of sickness and for curation of sickness.
ẹnu ti ẹyẹ hintasẹm a ẹwọ apanfofuro ni mu a wutimi ẹdi si yareɛ ano kwan ana sɛ wutimi ɛma yareɛ bi a ɛwɔ wo so ɛfiri wo so
ɛkɔ. Reading the Bible has a key to your health and your healing.
Wo kenkan ɛtwerɛsɛm no ɛyɛ ɛsafoɔ bi a ɛtimi ɛbie wayaresa.
Listening to preaching like I'm preaching to you this morning, it has power that can heal you.
Na wutie wɔ nyankopɔn asɛm sɛdeɛ ɔsɔfo ka nyankopɔn asɛm yi ɛwɔ tumi sɛ ɛtimi ɛsa wo yadeɛ.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. Is that my son? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Read it with me, one go. Is that my son? Give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. 21. 21. Why? Is that do not let them depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. And what will happen to you? 22. For they are life to those who find them. They are what? Come on, talk to me. They are what? To those who find them, to those who read them, and their health to all their flesh. So the word of God, when you read, is life to your dying organs, your dying system, your dying liver, your dying kidney, your dying heart, your dying cells and tissues and systems. They are life to your dying body, and they are health to everything about your life.
And until they also see us here and say, when you come upon us some yanu ene ya wayare sa yanu nebetimi asao yari ayuwe free yari don biara wofemu.
So that means that daily consumption of the word of God procures life and health to our organs and systems.
And until then you know say wukai when you come upon us some na wudi when you come upon us some achinu yanu etimi ewo hoda ase betimi ama wayare sa.
It is a preventive medicine and therapy for healing.
And also to be poor ama wusi yari dom ano kwain.
Because the word of God is medicinal and therapeutic.
If you say onyankopon asem owe, you know e ya dia ebetimi asawe ya dia.
Tell somebody the word of God is medicinal.
Onyankopon asem ne e ya duro.
The word of God is therapeutic. It is able to heal and make free. That's what the word of God can do. That word you are talking with, it can heal you for free. Yeah. And that word that I'm preaching, whether you are listening to it in your house or you have come to church and I'm preaching, it is able to cure you of that infirmity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is medicinal. Now, listen. The word you are reading does all this. Now, the sent word, the word I am preaching, the word I am speaking, the word I'm sending to you, it has the power to cast out the spirits supporting any kind of sickness.
Na wo kan onyankopon asem no wo ho ena onyankopon asem a osofo nso e ka kye wo e firi ni mu a o ka kye wo ni nyina eye tumi e di akira enu so betimi aba na aba aba be sa wo yare eyi wa firi yare do.
Quickly go to Psalm 107 verse 20. You see, if the devil makes you sleep, it means the devil has a future plan to make you sick.
Enu ti se ene obonsam e ma wo dade a na e wo se o ti ase se obonsam wa dwene ho so o yare bi o pese wo de ma wo.
So he doesn't want you to get the key.
And some are here, can you enter some are here? Church, you want person who be who?
Tell the one by you, watch out, watch out.
It's a catcher daughter in church.
The devil will try to make you sleep so that you cannot catch.
No, this you.
Some of you are nursing sickness for 10 months now. You are nursing one sickness for years. One sickness comes troubling you.
The movie on my area back who in fear, be brave, but soon be brainy. A higher side.
Now, everybody read this. One, go. He sent his word. Are you reading with me? If I see you are not reading, I bring you the microphone so that you can read louder. That means that you need a mic. Your voice is too small or low. One, go. You can do better. One, go. What did he send that healed them? What did he send that delivered them?
Nothing.
So it means that the word that we are preaching, it can heal you, it can deliver you. I declare this morning, somebody's healing arrives.
Amen.
Somebody's healing is arriving now.
Amen.
What doctors have written on lab reports for you, it is changing by my preaching.
Amen.
It is changing by the power of the word of God.
Amen.
The next time you visit the lab, they cannot trace that sickness again.
Amen.
They cannot trace that problem again.
Amen.
The next time you see your doctor, he will ask you, where did you go to? Receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. clap your two hands and receive my healing. Send forth this word. That's why you must not joke with coming to church. Because the word of God that is being sent daily is for your healing. The word that you are listening to in your house, the preachings, is for your daily. So anytime you find yourself sick, instead of playing worldly songs for the sickness to keep increasing, put in pastor's message.
Or
a song that doesn't edify. What a song. Tell somebody, we don't sing those songs. We sing songs of life. Are you hearing? We sing songs of Zion. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we don't sing such a song. Rather, put in the preaching of your pastor and just sleep. By the time you wake up, that disease would have checked out. That health problem would have checked out.
Amen.
That stomach problem would have checked out.
Amen.
Because the words that are coming from my mouth, they are anointed. Do you believe that?
I want
to believe. That's why I demonstrated it for you to see right now. That I didn't give anybody medicine right now. This morning, did I give anybody medicine? I didn't even touch anybody. I mostly don't touch people when I go on ministry. That's what I
could say.
Because the crowd is too much. If I step there, they will trample over me.
If you say nipa nebi omodoso, one here no more could cheer for.
And nebi, me say omodoso. Say what I. The people are so many. How many of you have followed to my crusades? Yes, mammoth of people. And when they see the miracle like that, and I even say, come forward, let me pray. The speed that they come with. When I try to enter into them, there's problem. So by the time I'll say I'm entering into them, it means that I remember when I went to Paga. When I went to
Paga.
Where the crocodile, you see, that's where the crocodiles are. Paga. One of the days, the crusade was so powerful. The following day, people were healed. So many people came.
Then,
so we had to use a different place. We located the Roman Catholic Church and they had a park and it started raining. So we had to move into the Catholic Chapel. It is big though, but the crowd was bigger than the Catholic Church building.
And
as the testimony started flowing, I decided to pray for people and they almost killed me.
Let
me go into and pray for the others. My protocol, they had to hold me like that. They carried me out of the
prison. Two
of them, they carried me from left and right and sent me back. I didn't try going there again. But all that I do is to send the word. So if you believe in the word of God, and I'm saying that you are healed where you are, immediately you realize that pam, something has
touched.
This morning I stretch forth my hands in the name of Jesus. Every trace of insanity in your father's line, it is terminated.
Amen.
Every trace of sickness in your mother's line, it is terminated.
Amen.
Any diabetes, any cholesterol, any diabetes, any heart problem that kills people in your family, it is terminated.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say, I receive my healing. In your family, everybody wears spectacles. Your mother, your grandfather, your grand sister, everybody. It's like it's a family property.
It
passes on to generation to generation.
The Bible
says that, and Moses was 80 years old, and his eyes were sharp.
Na Bible say na Moses dey wadi fie aduowotwe. Nanso na nani ada ho hu ade pepe.
How many years are you and your goggle is bigger than?
Na wadi fie he. And our wish any way show I saw the hu ade e so sa.
I declare over your life in the name of Jesus. That problem in your family that attack eyes, I command it is broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
It is broken forever.
Amen.
And I declare your eyes are being cleared. Amen. Anybody with eye problem, your eyes are cleared. Amen. Your eyes are cleared. Amen. Your sight is becoming sharper. Your vision is becoming sharper. Receive it one. Receive it two. Receive it three. Your eyes cleared. Believe it, you'll check it right now. You will see. I've seen total blind people getting healed. Total blind people. Total blind people.
Getting healed. In Sasekwe,
there was a chief that was popular. He's a chief. So everybody knows him. Old man. In his Batakari, he was brought there. Old man. Look for that picture even for me. Old man. He was blind. Everybody knows him.
Those videos are on Facebook.
Christ the healer.
Everybody knows it.
When my team members went to go and scout, they found that man. And he had to give them permission to be able to evangelize their community. So they went to go and see that man. You were part of them, right? They went to go and see that man. This gentleman was there. He and Pastor...
People.
He had been blind for like how many years? You do remember? For
many
years. So he was known. Please look for that man's picture for me. He was known. He was in Batakari. Blind for many years.
He was brought
to the crusade.
And
then, bam, I was just standing on the stage and I was praying. And bam, his eyes opened. By the time I realized... He was moving like that. And my people were checking him. Whether he can see. They were doing it there. He was doing it. They were doing that. He was doing it. Then I shouted, "What is happening there?" I didn't know him. Then they brought him to the stage. And this man was dancing. Dancing. His sons, his family members, they were all there.
Glorifying.
How did it happen? The saint. I didn't even hold him like this. Just the word. So listen. Don't joke with the word of God. I get what I'm saying. Don't do what? Joke with the word of God. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the atmosphere of the word is an atmosphere for the curation and the termination of infirmities. Period. In Luke 5, verse 15, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed. Verse 17, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. As he was teaching, the power of the Lord was there to heal. Somebody, as pastor is teaching, the power of the Lord is here. Yeah, that's the man. As pastor is teaching, there's the power of the Lord all over this place. That's the man. He was blind for me. That's his son. Blind for many years. He
has been there.
You have other pictures where he was dancing, where he was following my handkerchief, even videos. Many. Somebody, like, we don't say things we don't know what we are talking about. At all. Hallelujah. Powerful miracles just by releasing the word, not even touching anybody, by the power of the Lord.
Number two,
the name of Jesus.
The
name of Jesus. It's a New Testament mystery for healing of the sick.
ehintasem baako a ewom a obetimi ede anya wa yare sa.
So aside the word of God, aside coming to church or playing messages, that the word of God, yeah, you can see him. You can see him. He was chasing that somebody who doesn't see for years. A chief, not a hidden man. Everybody knows him. He was following me, for he could see for the first time, and he started dancing, celebrating with his family. Who say God no day? Listen, that's what I've been telling you, that a lot of you now cry. You don't see me praying for the sick. But when I go to other churches, those who follow, they see some of you even watch live service.
The reason
is because if I keep praying for the sick every day here, it will be something that you don't respect it anymore. It will be something. You'll be familiar with it, you know. So my bishop, Archbishop Charles Ajinasari, he doesn't pray for sick people every day in his church. So I learned that and I realized that some people around you, they now know you as daddy. So Charlie, they don't really. So if you are trying to pray for them, you are wasting your time. But those who see power like Jesus are the people who follow him to the towns, the villages, the towns, the cities, churches to churches. They see more power than those who stay with him in one place. So I speak to you right now that if only you can believe that God can use the words that I speak to change situations in your life, to change situations, to restore whatever you have lost, then God can use me to be a blessing to you. So I declare, anybody here who believes that I'm your prophet, may the God who sent me, may he answer that your prayer request.
Amen.
May he answer that your prayer request.
Amen.
May he heal all sicknesses for you.
Amen.
May he deliver you from every trouble in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for them. If I try to share testimonies, we will not close. But the name of Jesus is also another weapon, a New Testament mystery. Mark 16:17-18. It said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Verse 18, "They shall take up serpents. And if they drink deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So one of the ways to get healing is when hands are laid on you. When hands are laid on you. When hands are laid on you. That's why sometimes I come to lay hands on you. That's why sometimes you can come and say, "Daddy, I want you to lay hands on me and pray for me." Because by the laying on of hands, power is transmitted from the vessel of God into your situation.
If you say, "Sir, enam sa en sano so onyankopon enam so emani to me."
That you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Anybody who is sick, by the laying on of hands, you will be free.
Amen.
I said you will be free.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to lay hands on your own body. Lay hands on your leg. You can see that your leg is paining you. Lay hands on it and command it that in the name of Jesus, my leg be healed. No. Lay your hand. Bible says that these signs will follow them who believe. Are you a believer of Jesus? Come on, talk to me. Are you a believer of Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? The Bible says that this is one of the things that will follow you. That anytime you lay your hands on a sick person, including you, that sick person will be healed. So if you lay hands on your mother, she will be healed. If you lay hands on your father, he will be healed. If you lay hands on your own self because you are sick, you will be healed. These are signs that must follow you Are you understand what I'm saying? But in all this, he says that in my name, they will cast out devils. They will heal the sick. So the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, it heals the sick and cast out devils. That is in Mark 16:17. In Acts chapter 3 verse 16, and his name through faith has made this man strong. So the name of Jesus has made this man strong, whom you see and whom you know. So Peter was talking about someone who had been healed in the temple, and they were asking, how did you do it? Then he said, the name of Jesus has made this man strong.
Now yes, now Peter can
Hello, how many of you understand what I'm saying? So if you are sick, what name must you mention? The name of Jesus. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, Philippians chapter 2. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. The knee of fever will bow. The knee of arthritis will bow. Numbness will bow. The knee of eye problem will bow. I don't know what the problem is, but every knee will bow.
It is open yes to dia what a 3DO a bubuo a dio he fan a yo yo sad to me nina ever brass.
So I command that every knee that represents a sickness in your life bows in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bows in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Why? Because the name of Jesus, it carries the authority of Jesus and the anointing of Jesus. That's why he has been given a name above every name. That's authority. The Song of Solomon 1:3 says that by that name, the ointment makes the virgins love you. By that name, by your name, the ointment makes the virgins love you. That means that by the name of Jesus, it produces ointment, oil, anointing for your healing. When using the name of Jesus, don't mention it religiously. Mention it revelationally. Tap the one seated by you and tell him, don't mention the name of Jesus in vain. I think either yesterday or so, I was driving with my family in the morning. We're going somewhere to check out something. And then my first daughter, she told me, aha, you daddy. Then I said, well, she was at the back. Then she said, you have been mentioning Jesus, Jesus. When you are praying for people, have you mentioned Jesus, Jesus? Auntie Mary says that when you mention Jesus, you have mentioned the name of Jesus in vain. You will go to hell.
Daddy,
then I realized that she has been taught something, but she didn't
understand.
Then I told her that it is true, when you mention the name of Jesus, it's bad, and God doesn't like that. But when you see me praying, that when I'm praying, I'm serious. I'm seriously praying for the person, so I'm not playing. But if you see cockroach, say Jesus. If you see so Jesus, that one you are playing, then say, okay.
So who say me bomb fire am obi dia? You know the sir, and they also say nam so aye bo Jesus dey no. Then they say dia, who te frame for Jesus? Who be dia and Jesus?
So please, those of you who have been mentioning the name of Jesus in vain, my daughter says I should tell you that her Sunday school teacher says that you are preparing for hell. That is why a lot of you, when you mention the name of Jesus, nothing happens. Because the name, you chew it like chewing gum. When you sneeze, Jesus. When you cough, Jesus.
Jesus.
When you are walking Jesus. And you just stumble, Jesus.
Jesus.
When your key falls down, Jesus.
Jesus.
Everything, Jesus.
Jesus.
When there a cat is minding his business and meow, Jesus. So you just use the name of the Lord in vain. You use it religiously.
If
so the day that you really need Jesus, when you mention it, it's just but I tell you, this is the same name we have mentioned and cripples walked. This is the same name. The name you are mentioning, you are seeing nothing. It's the name I mentioned and cripples started walking. It's the name I mentioned and deaf and dumb people for 40 years, deaf and dumb, started speaking. It's the same name that I mentioned. And a small child could now begin to hear. Children don't fake. But I pray, this man was 40 years, after the time I was praying, was born deaf. This man, 40 years. He has never heard before in his whole life. Are you watching it? He has never heard before. And I said, bring me anybody who is deaf. Then the mother brought him forward. You see, cripples. The family brought him like that. Okay, heal him and let's see. And I mentioned the name of Jesus. And I prayed for him, his tongue was loosed. If I say one, he says one, two, two, three, three. Everybody was surprised. I went to hide behind him to check whether his ears were working. Then I'll make the sound. Then he will do it. Without seeing what I'm doing, he was hearing the sounds clearly. Clearly. Listen, what the name of Jesus is doing for us, if you begin to respect it, it will work for you like magic. I'm telling you, you don't respect it. From today, may the name of Jesus deliver results for you.
Amen.
May the name of Jesus deliver results for you.
Amen.
May the name of Jesus deliver results for you.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Shout, Jesus, I need your help. Shout it again. Say, Jesus, I need a miracle. Listen, as you are saying it, you are expecting that thing. Shout, Jesus, I need that miracle. Clap your two hands together for them. You'll see what will happen. You will come back to this altar. Say, from the day I mentioned Jesus, that sickness left. That thing changed. My business started working. That marriage door was open. Clap your two hands and celebrate them. Are you getting it? Yeah. So, and then I was speaking about the laying on of hands. That's actually the next thing. I was speaking about the laying on of hands. From that same verse 16, and then
18.
If you lay hands, you yourself also lay hands on your
hands.
That you live so and use the sick. Like Jairus' daughter, Jesus went, held her, last her, laid hands on her. So when you come and I touch you and believe it, believe it. When I touch you, power leaves my hand and it enters into you. You don't need to fall. Sometimes people will fall, but you don't need to fall before. The thing has to change. The thing will change. You don't need to fall. So believe in laying on of hands. Believe in hands that have been laid on you. Because when hands are laid on you, virtue leaves the hand.
If he says,
put your hand on your head, everybody. I'm connecting this gentleman to you right now. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, every skin problem, every rash, anything that is eating your body up, anything that is troubling you, that starts from your head. In the name of Jesus, I curse it to die. I curse it to die. I let the fire in my hands enter into your head. By the count of three, one, two, three. Break your hold, use your foul spirit of infirmity. I command that devil to leave your eyes, leave your head, leave your body. That skin problem, dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. I declare you are free from today. You will peel off to the glory of the Father. You are healed and you are delivered. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Matthew 8:14. Jesus went to Peter's mother and she was sick. And Jesus touched her. I remember when I was in the university, I went to a friend's room. There's a hostel, this is SRC hostel. You know that. Good. We had a hostel on campus. I had a friend there, so I went to her room. When I went there, one of the roommates, four in a room, one of the roommates on the down bed was sick. And so because I normally come there because my coursemate was there. There was no rescue, there was no crusade, but I'm telling you what was happening in my life before. So as I entered, she was sleeping on the bed. So I said, Francisca, what is wrong with you? She's a first year student. So she said, oh, I'm not feeling fine. She was shaking. This is a lighthouse member, yes, in those days. So I just sat by her bed, and she was lying on the bed, and I took her hand. And I said, it is true, you are feeling hot. Then I said, you are fine, okay? I didn't pray. This was just the words I was. I said, you are fine, okay? You are going to be well. Right from now, you are going to be well. You are fine. After I finished speaking, I left her hand. But I knew what I was doing. Then I went to my friend's bed. Then I started chatting. I think I went to follow up on that, some handout or something. Then we started speaking. 5 minutes. Say 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, Francisca was shaking in her bed. She was sweating profusely, sweating. When you take malaria medicine, the way you start sweating, she was sweating profusely. My friend was like, why are you getting out? She says, power had entered her like chloroquine. And it was working on the inside. She said that Obiana Odi Kuntu. You know Kuntu. Blanket, carpet. It's now complaining. Why is she in 5 minutes? But I realized she got down. She went to the balcony. She went to fetch jollof she has abandoned.
Obiana.
She couldn't eat. Francisca went to fetch the jollof. Came to fire the jollof. That was the end of that bastard. That was the end of that sickness. I declare over your life, every sickness troubling you,
amen,
by the laying on of hands,
amen,
it leaves your body now.
Amen.
It leaves your body now.
Amen.
It leaves your body now.
Amen.
Your two heads together. That was long before I came home to even come and start anything called rescue. And
The reason why I touched the hand was because I remembered this story of Jesus and Peter's mother. Because Jesus just held the hand and the malaria left. The malaria disappeared. So next time your child is sick, what do? Lay hands. Next time you are sick, what do? And mention with faith. Because it works. It doesn't work for pastors. It works for children of God. You are one of them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even if your business is sick, lay hands and say their business, they call no. Lay hands and say, in the name of Jesus, my business rises. My customers are coming.
It is a way to say,
I prayed for people and anointed their hands. We were in a classroom, one of the services like this. I prayed and I touched the hands of everybody. And I told them that anything that is not working, anything that is dying in your house, go and touch it. People went to their house. I think, Nat, you even got a testimony like that. Yours was it a radio or something? An iron. He went, an iron that was condemned. He went to touch it. Said, my pastor said I should come and touch. He touched it. He turned it on. The iron started working. One guy also called Bismarck. He went to work. He works at industrial area. That plastic, this manufacturing companies. One of the machines wasn't working. So he went and said, you try what Pastor Prince said. Because me start to obey saying, I say, I've given you power. Go and touch something. He also went to touch. And the machine started working. Bismarck. Strange things. Another man also was radio. Sound system. Today, as we are leaving this presence, as we are leaving this place, you are going with power. I said, you are going with. I said, you are going with. I said, you are going with. Clap your two hands for them. I remember there was a time, I don't know whether my wife will remember. There was a time that either she or my daughter was sick. And then she carried her and put her where I sleep. Remember you told me that thing. Put her where I sleep because I wasn't at home. Either I've gone to pray somewhere or gone to pray somewhere. Do you remember the whole thing? And she placed that Hannah Meda. So my spirit, my anointing is here. And put it there. Put the child there. And then bam, the spirit is up.
The second.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember when I was younger, I used to stay at that area. There was a girl in there, a secondary school girl, that was manifesting uncontrollably, possessed with a demon. Then they rushed to my room. Because even though I was young, they knew me as pastor, because in my former church, I was helping my father. No, they knew me as pastor, so they came to call me.
So
I rushed to the place. And this was the girl and people had surrounded. Then I laid hands on her.
And
I said, in Jesus' name, loosen her. That was it. Pam, she became calm. Quiet. Then I told them, carry her and bring her to my room. Let that demon follow. They brought her. She came with her brother. They came to sit down with food. She ate in my room. By the time she was leaving, she was totally fine. Let that demon enter. In the name of what? So listen, believe when I lay hands on you. I'm teaching you how miracles happen in the New Testament. When I lay my hands like that, things happen. I'm telling you, power is deposited in your spirit. Clap your two hands for Jesus.
Matthew 9:28 and Matthew 20:34. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.